Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 6, 1805. Cornmeal mush on a very cold day. Clark continues working on his map of the West, which will be sent back to President Jefferson in the spring. The map is based on information from Indians and traders. The information will be very useful when the Corps leaves the Mandan villages and travels west in the spring. The map has some information about the Roche Jaune River, the Yellowstone, the Great Falls of the Missouri, and the Rocky Mountains. Captain Clark writes for today the shortest entry of them all.
Cold day, but few Indians today. I am engaged as yesterday. Captain William Clark, January 6, 1805.
It's clear from Clark's entries that life at Fort Mandan had become quite predictable. The expedition was, for the most part, well-nourished, but their diet had changed during their stay at the Mandan villages. The blacksmiths had no end of work making and repairing items for the captains. They were also repairing iron vessels for the Indians and making tomahawks for them. In return, the Indians brought the soldiers corn, which they cooked in many different ways. The corn was dry and sometimes on the cobs. The squad cooks would most likely grind it. Parched corn was made by roasting dry corn in an open pan until it sort of popped and turned a light brown color. It was then ground and further cooked by boiling. Dried meat and some roots, salt and pepper, were added to make a tasty soup or stew and sometimes a thick mush. The cooks often used dried plums or berries to make a stewed dish. Limited fresh meat was available, but not like it had been before winter set in. When fresh meat was available, the interpreter Charbonneau made boudin blanc, a tasty sausage. Tomorrow, the river Roche Jaune.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkins. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.